by our friends of the British Council. Rugby Wrap-Up brought to you in part by our friends at Dub Pies, Down Under Pies. Hey everybody, welcome back to Rugby Wrap-Up. Matt McCarthy here at the Fantasy Sports Network, Studio 34 on West 35th Street in Manhattan, and we have a big breaking story this week, which I'm going to have Mr. Nishant Nerriet about the MLR, the Major League Rugby competition. Nishmeister, you're with the New York entity in the MLR, Major League Rugby, and your franchise is going to kick off in real matches in 2019, but have exhibition matches in 2018. Correct so far?
Yep, you summed it up perfectly, Matt.
And the league itself signed a deal with CBS, which is big news, right?
CBS Sports Network, yep.
Tell me about that CBS deal.
Yeah, it's exciting times. Next year, CBS is going to show 13 games in total, 10 regular season games, and then the two semifinals and the championship. It's a big deal for an upstart league like Major League Rugby to get a TV deal, a national broadcast deal, without even kicking a ball. So it's a testament to the growing popularity of the sport, and also more importantly to the potential that it has as a major market sport.
So, is it going to be behind a paywall? Is it going to be online? Is it going to be on CBS's flagship network? Like here in New York, that would be Channel 2.
Yeah, it's going to be on CBS Sports. The online deals and the regional broadcast deals will be negotiated separately, is my understanding.
So it'll be free for me.
Well, you would hope so.
All right. Well, okay. So we're not 100% sure of the details on how consumers can watch it, but at least it's out there right now that it is going to be CBS.
Yeah, I think it's important that we get the sport out there. Exposure is the need of the day for American rugby, and being on a national broadcaster which goes to close to 60 million households is gonna up the sport in general, and also the business surrounding it.
All right, so what can you tell me about the New York franchise, which is cloaked in mystery and shrouded in some kind of silence that's going on so far?
Well, Matt, all I'll say is that the New York rugby community and the greater New York population should be very excited for domestic rugby coming to New York.
So you're not going to say a thing, are you?
I don't know. I think you should stay tuned and watch this space.
Okay, all right. We hope to have some more news from Mr. Nishant Nerriet. Is that right again?
Yep, perfect. Getting better.
Two for two on that name so far. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you for coming in with the news. We understand that you guys are working hard behind the scenes to make this thing work. And I'm going to ask you, are you going to be playing at Gaelic Park?
No comment.
I thought I could sneak that in as we got out of here. But all right, I'll let you slide. You did well. Appreciate your time. Appreciate you coming in. For Mr. Nishant Nerriet.
Three times the charm.
All right, and on that note, we're getting the sign from the producers downstairs because we have to move on. I want to thank you for coming in. I know this was last moment. Mr. Nishant Nerriet, the New York franchise of the MLR, the Major League Rugby competition. We're going to take a quick break. More rugby coming at you right after these words on Rugby Wrap-Up.
If you're in New York City and want to watch some great rugby, have some great food, and some great times, go to the world's best rugby pub, The Pig and Whistle on West 36th Street.
We're the Connecticut Grey, and you're watching Rugby Wrap-Up.
Australian.
I'm Jason from the Grey. Welcome to Rugby Wrap-Up.
Irish.
I'm Jason from the Grey. Welcome to Rugby Wrap-Up.
German.
Welcome to Rugby Wrap-Up! I'm France!
Italian.
Welcome to Rugby Wrap-Up. I am Francois.
I was French.
G'day, everybody. Jonathan Wickler Barbary up here in Canada for the Can-Am Rugby Sevens tournament with Mr. What's your name?
Robert Hines, but it's actually, we're in Fairfield, Connecticut.
I beg your pardon?
This segment brought to you in part by LoveScotch.com.
Hey, everybody, Matt McCarthy here at the Fantasy Sports Network Studio 34 here in New York City for Rugby Wrap-Up. I've got Mr. Ronan Nelson on the line from California. Ronan, welcome.
Thanks, Matt.
Ronan, you were at the first ever Silicon Valley Sevens tournament, and I just wanted to have you give us the skinny on it.
Well, I spoke to John Henkin yesterday from United World Sports, the organizer from the tournament, and he told me that United World Sports organized the Silicon Valley Sevens as a way to give the United States some extra playing time before they go out onto the world circuit with their first tournament starting in December at Dubai. Notoriously, the U.S. has been pretty poor at being able to get their World Series tournaments started off on the right foot. So United World Sports saw an opening to be able to give the U.S. some extra playing time before the World Series started at the end of each year. They chose San Jose because San Jose has a Avaya Stadium, which was built with rugby in mind, and they were able to give teams across the world an opportunity to be able to come to California and play there in San Jose. It featured 12 teams. Most of them were World Series circuit teams, but a few of them, Chile, China, were, and Tonga are teams that were new to the competition, and it gave all of the teams a platform to be able to come out and give themselves one final rundown before heading into the World Circuit.
So as a fan, was it a cool event? What were some of the highlights, and would you go back next year?
Well, it was a really good atmosphere. Northern California is another hotbed of rugby in California. So the fans definitely showed up in full force. Of course, you had your Fijian, Samoan, Tongan fans that were out supporting their teams in full voice. It was a really great tournament from a analytical perspective. We got to see the United States be able to play through some players that you wouldn't actually really get to see on the regular world circuit. The Australians were the highlight of the tournament for me. They were fantastic throughout. They played quick, fast rugby, and they gave the fans a lot to be able to cheer for. Teams that traditionally do well, like the New Zealanders and the Fijians, were surprisingly not exactly on sharp form like you'd expect them to be. And we got to see teams like Chile be able to come and beat teams like New Zealand for the first time in their history. It's an event I would definitely go back to, and it's something that United World Sports is hoping will become a marquee preseason event over the next several seasons.
That's pretty cool. So some of the U.S. players on that USA entry, were they coached by Mike Friday, and will they be on the radar now for the circuit team?
The team was coached by Mike Friday, yes. They did leave some key players at home in order to be able to test out some of the fringe players. Ben Pinkelman, Falau Nui, and Martin Yosefo were just some of the names that come to mind who performed very well and made good names for themselves in Mike Friday's mind. I would expect them to be on that full World Series circuit team. There were a couple other players that were less notable that made an impact but will struggle to be able to get into that full fold of the USA World Circuit team.
All right, my friend. Thank you for the report. As always, you are always right on point and very, very professional, and I appreciate it.
Thanks, Matt, for having me on.
All right, on behalf of Mr. Ronan Nelson, Matt McCarthy here at the Fantasy Sports Network Studio 34 for Rugby Wrap-Up here in New York City, signing off.